This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Sometimes it's sports, sometimes it's not. Whatever it is, Reggie and John are keeping it real. It's In the Loop's Lunchtime Confessions, brought to you by Sagamore Spirit Rye Whiskey. Watch this.
We mentioned the Rockets earlier, and my confession is I don't think I like this thing the NBA is doing with playing the same team twice in a span of 3 or 4 days. I get why they're doing it.
Yeah.
You know, cutting down on travel and, you know, backs and forth. I don't know. I'm going to be very interested to see how many of these games are splits. The Rockets already have had one. With the Spurs, that was a split.
Yeah,
Spurs win the first one. You make your adjustments. You're in the town for a while. Rockets win the second one. Well, Rockets going to be doing the same thing with the Clippers tonight. You're going to be going to the game. I'll be very interested if this ends up being a split or what the stats are for the NBA with that. I don't think I like it. I really don't. I think you get a chance to make adjustments. You get a chance for the visiting team to sort of be at home a little more, you know, be at least in a comfort zone with where they are.
Also, you feel like there's a loss of home field advantage.
Yes,
home court advantage.
I really do, and I also think it's just it doesn't quite feel right, you know.
Okay, one thing I will do for you is I'll see if I can look up what the numbers are on the split, the little baseball series that you have.
Sort of a mini back-to-back, but not literally back-to-back.
Yeah, no, yeah. You get the day in between with those series. Yeah, I'll have to look at it. I get some of what you're talking about, but I kind of do like the idea of getting a feel for, you know, what a team can do with another look.
Mm-hmm.
Because in the regular season, teams aren't advanced scouting necessarily. I mean, they are in some ways, but
it's not as thoroughly.
It's not nearly like the playoffs.
Yeah.
And so you get little moments of, okay, how much do these teams really stack up as opposed to where they happen to be situationally in the schedule?
Like, you know? I would fully expect Harden to be much better. And for them to sort of make the adjustments, you know, with what the Rockets were doing, he kind of ate up the Rockets early on, but then Amen Thompson came in.
And Tari Eason.
And worked him. But there's going to be a point counterpoint. I don't think I like it. I as much as I get it, because you're trying to look for the health and cut back on this, you know, this load management stuff, I don't think I like it.
By the way, fun fact, Tari Eason and Amen Thompson, with the game that they had, 18-10 and 18-11, first pair of teammates in franchise history with 10-plus points and 10-plus rebounds while coming off the bench.
That is pretty impressive.
And Terror Twins.
I said it yesterday. That doesn't happen very often, to guys have two guys come off the bench with double-doubles.
Terror Twins.
Yeah.
It's fun. Yeah. I like it.
Watch this. These are my confessions.
Thursday Night Football for me was one of the fun reminders. Also, I'll try and defend myself again. In, I don't know why I'm doing this so much. I should just take the L. I guess this was also a reason why, for some reason, I was thinking this was in was a Washington home game, even though it was very obviously at the Link, Lincoln Financial Field. But there was a image or a shot of the owner's box for the Washington Commanders. Bob Myers was in there. Bob Myers, the Warriors or former Warriors general manager, he's a consultant for the Commanders. And so he was shown in the owner's box. And that's why Thursday Night Football for me was a reminder of the ultimate hustle, consulting. I have a respect for the folks that do the consulting because shout out to y'all.
You are preaching to the choir.
But what a hustle,
if
man.
If I could be a consultant, one of those six-figure consultants.
Man, how do I get into that gig, man?
Speaking of grifting.
I wasn't going to say all that, but you know, yeah. Hey, one of the things I always think of as, you know, big college football fan over here is especially for a period of time in college football, you would see that a program went to the consulting firm to see who they should hire next. Yeah. And for some reason, every time it came back with like one of the obvious answers and it was just like, here, hire Nick Saban's assistant.
Yeah,
I could have told you that.
Yeah.
Y'all paid $1 million or however many hundreds of thousand dollars for that. I could have done. I need to start a consulting firm.
Yes, exactly.
And so there's Bob Myers, a dude who was a GM for the Warriors. And I understand the Warriors, you know, did some very good things under his tenure, right? Clearly became dynastic in the NBA. But consulted for a football team, huh? For the Commanders?
Well,
and I guess he could take credit, right? His consulting resume or CV or whatever has gotten better because you look at
what would you be consultant on? What would you be a best at consulting?
Ew.
Yeah.
That's a great question.
I mean, beyond the obvious, you know, media, radio, whatever.
See, you said consultants are grifters, and I don't want to go that far.
No, however, I'd be a grifter.
However, I think I would be a grifter because I did not think that far. I was just like, be a consultant.
I absolutely would be a grifter. Like 100%. We're talking about this. Like what would be your grift, so to speak.
And that's the thing, I hadn't even thought that far. I was just like, consultant. Label Reginald Attitula consultant, print the business cards, make money. Nothing in between is necessary.
That is something I've always believed. Like, if I could get that job, and we're going to pay me $75,000 to be a consultant on whatever. Fill in the blank. Maybe marketing. I don't know. I don't know.
Shout out Bob Myers.
Yeah.
Watch this.
So I mentioned yesterday, and I did in fact go see Zoo Lights last night at the Houston Zoo, which, by the way, highly recommend. It was kind of a preview night. We have some friends who work at the zoo, so we got to go the first night. And so
connections.
It's nice to know people. It is awesome. I would highly recommend. But here's my confession. As much as I am so adamant about you don't put up Christmas lights until after Thanksgiving, kind of gave me the urge. It kind of gave me the urge to go ahead. I'm not. At least
you still put up your own Christmas lights?
Oh, yeah. I like doing it. I like to kind of, we do it kind of. We used to do it as a family, and now I do it, you know. Just,
really? They did it as a family? That is the type of job where I imagine that ends up being
kids
dad.
Always whine and complain, but they like doing it.
Yeah, I was like, sounds very much like dad ends up doing it as a chore
and
as opposed to as an activity. Why I honestly pegged you as a dude who would just be like, yo, we paying for this together.
No, I don't like that. I mean, I get it in certain instances, and maybe as I get older, I'll be doing it more. But I just like the process and kind of figuring out where to put everything and all that. But I'm walking through this place last night. By the way, even got to see my granddaughter do a Santa Claus picture, which is always kind of cool.
Hey!
Yeah.
Was she one of the kids that was afraid of Santa?
She was great.
She was eating it up?
She was looking at his beard. This was the younger one. I have a 2-year-old and a soon-to-be 1-year-old granddaughter. And she was looking at at Santa's beard like, remember the movie, the scene from Elf? You live on a throne of lies when he pulls the beard.
Wait,
off.
Did she pull it?
She was just pointing at it. She
oh,
was
like that's not
touching
yours.
It.
That's not
like,
real.
No, it was real.
Oh, it's a real
it
beard?
Was a real.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Really good Santa Claus, and it was real, but she's like pointing it, and I'm like, all right, maybe I should put these lights up a little sooner. I don't know.
Okay.
Watch this. These are my confessions.
Where did my confession go? I know there was something else. Oh, this is it. Thursday Night Football, also another confession here. And I don't know if there's anything better in sports than this thing that I saw on Thursday Night Football. Is when a team just decides they are going to run the damn ball down your throat and then proceeds to do it. The Eagles, this is per Benjamin Solak of ESPN. He said the Eagles had 150 rushing yards before contact per Next Gen Stats, which is the third most in a game this season. There have been 222 games this season in which a team had less than 150 total rushing yards. Mm-hmm. They had more than that. And before contact, they were just out here running it down them boys' throats.
Yes,
I was like,
were.
Yo, because And this is something that I know somebody was talking about on the text line. We were talking just last segment about Bobby Sloak and how, you know, there's a lot of running and passing downs. And it's like, yeah, but okay, in this game in particular against the Cowboys, they're not good at stopping the run. Maybe you can punish them. Yeah. That's not how this Texas team runs the football. This Texas team is like, stuff. Here is 16 yards by Joe Mixon on a bounce.
Yeah.
That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about 4 yards in a cloud of dust. Or if you're one of those teams that got it like that, right, where you are 6 yards and a cloud or whatever else, it's not dust. Because it's just like, that's what it looked like. It was just like, yo, line it up. Move them dudes 6 yards. Move them dudes 7 yards.
Be nice if we could see that, huh?
Oh, that'd be, because I don't know that.
Kind of nice for those who can do that.
I sincerely don't believe there is anything better in sports than seeing a team just do that, right? Even a team, what would be the attempts at, you know, equaling that feeling?
Mm-hmm.
When in basketball, just seeing a team go to the rim and just dunk all over you, yeah, that's cool. But how about when a running back is getting here and you can see it in
see
it in the linebacker's eyes?
9.
We're not stopping this. What are we supposed to do? I'm not stopping this.
Must be nice.
Right? What is a similar thing in baseball? Right?
Yeah.
Is it just like back-to-back-to-back homers or what? I don't know what it is, right? Just stealing bases? I have no idea, right? Is it Ricky Henderson? Because even then, I don't know that anything touches just watching a team run the damn ball over their opponent.
Yeah. It's one of the most impressive things, and I would like to experience that.
Yeah, it'd be nice.
So what do the kids like to say? Don't be an old, you know, or you're an old, you know, or one of those things.
What have the kids been talking about to you?
Well, no, they didn't say this. I was thinking this.
I was like, man, people just be walking up to you. Hey, stop being an old, Lopez.
I was thinking this to myself last night as I'm trying to order a hamburger and couldn't muddle my way through the menu. And I'm like, am I just being an old here?
No.
Because here's the thing.
We've ruined the hamburger game.
Don't overthink hamburgers.
We've ruined the hamburger
game. Let me say this right up front. Rodeo Goat is awesome. It's one of the best hamburger places. It's one of the best hamburger places in Houston. But, however, I'm looking at the menu, and I just want a hamburger, man. I want hamburger, cheese, lettuce, tomato, pickles.
I think we're in different places.
Condiments. And I'm looking at the menu, and they're like, do you want the Chaka Oaxaca? Do you want the Billy Gibbons?
I don't know if about that.
Do you want the Royale with cheese? Which I respect.
Yeah.
You know, I respect the reference.
Good reference.
Do you want the Whiskey Burger? Would you like the Marvin Zindler or the Bodacious?
Wait, hold on. Marvin Zindler, great man. Glad we named something after him. Does that not take your mind to bad places?
It does.
Okay.
House ground beef patty, applewood smoked bacon, beefsteak tomato, jalapenos, shredded lettuce.
You're just making
me
hungry now. I don't understand what we're doing here.
Or would you like the Neil Young? And my kids are just like ordering. They know exactly what they want. And I'm like, I just want a hamburger. Just a burger. Does that make me an old?
Yes. That one does.
No.
Because
Byron?
Yes.
I'm like that too. I'm with you, John.
Boo.
I just want a burger. And Rodeo Goat, it's not a reflection of them, because I think it's a reflection of, like, they're catering to a market that people like to overthink things.
This is an upscale burger, though.
It's a great burger. It's not about them. It's like, would you like the
Well, take your keister McDonald's then.
The Chaka Oaxaca.
You at the wrong place.
What's on the damn Chaka Oaxaca?
You got the menu in front of you.
It's a beef and chorizo patty.
That sounds delicious.
With queso fresco, a fried egg, avocado spread, pico de gallo, Tabasco mayo, and on a brioche bun. I'm sure it's delicious.
That is true culinary art. Look at that.
The fried egg is what it is.
Wait, you don't like the fried egg on the burger? Have you tried it before?
No.
Oh, you got to, brother.
Yeah.
I don't want yolk on my burger or anything.
I'm not crazy about it, but it's okay.
Y'all don't know ball, man. What is happening right now?
So
I thought we were going to complain about the same thing. Y'all complaining about the wrong thing.
Again, I'm sure it's delicious. It's not a reflection of Rodeo Goat. It's a great place. But you know what I ended up getting? The Nanny Goat. And you know why I got the Nanny Goat? I had to go through every burger, and that was the closest one to just a burger. I just want a cheeseburger.
See, I thought we were going to complain about the same thing. Here I am hating.
What were you going to complain about?
I was going to complain about all these upscale restaurants with the burgers, which is nice, right? You get the different burger, and then the fries are separate. Like, hey, man, I'm at a burger place.
Yeah.
Give me the whole thing, right? You know I want fries with this.
Mm-hmm.
The burger should come with fries. The burger can't be separate, $15, and the fries
really
an extra
should.
$7.
It
like,
really
how does
should.
That work?
Yeah, it really should.
I'm mad at you now, though. I thought we were supposed to have a good time complaining about not getting fries along with the burger. And you out here talking about the culinary excellence and how that is too much.
I got to give you what's on the Neil Young. I'm a big Neil Young fan. I saw Neil Young on the menu. I'm like, okay. Homemade vegan patty, hydroponic sprouts. What the hell is a hydroponic sprout? Beefsteak, tomato, avocado, and green goddess dressing. I just want a hamburger. I just want a burger. I'm a simple man with simple needs.
Yeah, shout out to the people that know ball. King Young on the YouTube. Fried egg and avocado, separate fries. And then shout out also to the guy T-Mill. You hear him on the drive later. He said, quote, "I'll take the Zindler burger, slime from the ice machine on the side." That's absolutely how you have to order that one.
Did you try just asking for a cheeseburger? Well, I didn't want to go too far in.
Oh, wow. So you didn't just ask, but you was out. Never mind. I'm not dealing
with
you.
It's the menu. I'm like, I just want a cheeseburger.
All right. You're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. I don't think that I've ever been so disappointed in one of your confessions. And you've had some wild ones.
Yeah.
But there you go. Your lunchtime confessions brought to you by Sagamore Spirit Rye Whiskey. Appreciate you hanging out with us in the loop. Coming up next, we're still gearing up for some football this weekend. Even though the big time football with the Texans is on Monday, we'll still have more opportunities to talk about that. But let's get you ready for the college football weekend with Lopez's college football headline. We'll do that next.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.